Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to welcome all of you to worship. We thank the Lord for this beautiful day he's given us and for the privilege of gathering together in worship. In the way of announcements, first of all, question, what is this congregation petition statement? Who knows what it is?
Using God's
gifts. Mission statement?
Using God's gifts to seek
and serve. Oh, very good, Jan. I know the president, though, didn't raise his hand. Yeah, well, it's in the bulletin. You're supposed to know it by heart. Okay, enough of harassment there. Did you get the announcement for February 23rd that we're going to have a Scandinavian dinner? And so help is being asked for it. The purposes in here weren't clear, though, Lois. It says here to defray the cost of moving a pastor here, but the other reason is for fellowship and fun. And that wasn't in, and that should have been put in there, because that's what we do with the Scandinavian dinner.
And there's pictures in there.
There's pictures in there, okay, on the table. You can see it. The annual reports are prepared, and so you can pick one up when you leave, or there's a few on the table in there. I read through the whole thing. There's lots of good information in there. Let me see, what else? Let Larry return sometime tomorrow, so I'm sure he'll start his official duties on Tuesday again. And so we need to pray for safe travel for him, and then Sue isn't returning for another 3 weeks. They should be, though. It was not because of any marital problems, but just because she's going to stay in Roswell for a while and do some things around home. Okay, are there other announcements that I have not made that anyone needs to make? Okay, I think most of them are in the bulletin.
Bible study Tuesday.
Bible study on Tuesday?
Yes.
Oh, that's not it. Okay. What time is that?
9 o'clock, we're studying parables.
9 o'clock, studying parables.
Specifically, we're studying talents.
Oh, parable of talents?
Yes.
Or the whole study is?
No, the study's on parables, but Tuesday is on On talents.
On talents, okay, very good. So please note that. Okay, we'll begin our worship then with the confession of forgiveness. Congregation, please stand. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
In the first hymn, number 817, 817.
Seeking me. Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy host, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
From Isaiah 49, 1 through 7. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, and you peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God." And now the Lord says, "Who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him? For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength." He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nations, the slave of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. Okay. The second reading today is from 1 Corinthians 1, 1 through 9. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sogenes, to the Church of God in Buffalo, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank God for you because of his grace given to you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and in all your knowledge, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift, as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful. Since the reading.
John the Baptist saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard Jesus speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
Our readers may be seated. I wanted to begin this morning with a story that's totally unrelated to my sermon. But after Christmas, Nancy and I went back and we saw friends and relatives, and we went to church with our son and his family. And so they were celebrating communion, and our youngest son, Tate, is only 10 years old, and so in that church he can't receive communion yet. So we go up, and I'm following along, and Tate gets up and he kneels before the pastor. And the rest of us are like, "What's?" And the pastor's pulling him up, saying, "Stand up so I give you a blessing." And so I did that. And we said, "Tate, what were you doing?" Well, the pastor was passing out the bread and he said, "Take and eat." And Tate said, "I thought he said, take a knee." So he took a knee. Grace be unto you, peace of God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Last Sunday, Pastor Larry talked a little bit about baptism. It was the baptism of our Lord, and we believe that it's through baptism that God calls us and makes us his children. We celebrate baptism. We do it because God commands us to. Some people say, well, do you have to be baptized? And I guess the question for Christians is, why would you not want to be baptized? But I'm sure God can make Christians other by other means than baptism. And so I want to talk this morning about your calling as a Christian, as a servant of God. And I think that the lessons do that. You noticed that in the bulletin it says the title is, God doesn't call the qualified, but he qualifies the called. And in that vein, I like to think about when you're called to be serve on the council, elected to that, doesn't even mean that you're necessarily qualified, but God qualifies you if you are called to it. If you're on the call committee, you may not have served on the call committee before, but God has called you to that, and so he qualifies you to serve. And the same way applies in all the various functions that we do within the congregation and within the church. God qualifies us for the work that he called us to do, even if we've never done that before. I want you to look at Isaiah on the back of your bulletin, and you see it says, the Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. And I don't know if we ever think of being called even before being born. And he says, he made my mouth like a sharp sword, and I was like a polished arrow in a quiver that a hunter or a soldier might have. Verse 3 says, you are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. And then verse 5, again he says, form me in the womb to be his servant. At the end of verse 6, it says, I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. And in the very last two lines, it says, the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. Now we can take these words, we can apply them to the prophet Isaiah, that he's talking about himself. We can apply this to the people of Israel, that God, through Isaiah saying this, is it, I've called you this way. Jesus took these words and applied them to himself, and I think we can take these words and apply them to ourselves. I think all of these ways of doing it are legitimate and good. It's what God has done. You know, I think it's here in other. I think Jeremiah says, I called you when you were still in your mother's womb. And so we might have discussions about when does life begin. We're not going to do that in this sermon today. When we look at the gospel, we see Jesus calling disciples to follow him. He says, come and follow me. And in the children's sermon that I was going to have this morning, I was going to talk about, have any of you ever had a party? Have you ever been invited? You know? And how do you receive that invitation? Through email, through text, through word of mouth, through friends saying, come and join us in this. And when you're invited to a party that says you're important, people want you to be there to celebrate with us. And I think that's what God does to us. He calls us to be there to celebrate because he wants to be with us. Jesus calls his disciples here in the gospel to follow him, to be with him, to do what he's called them to do. And so I believe it also says you and I are to follow the example of Jesus. We are to call others to join us. That this is not an exclusive organization here that meets, but we want others to come and join us in the celebration, in the fun that we do, in the worship that we have, in all the various things that we have going on in this congregation. And then if you look at the 1 Corinthians text, which is printed on the inside of your bulletin, Paul talks about that. He's called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. And He's writing it to the Church of God. You notice it says in Buffalo. I took a little freedom there. He really said in Corinth, but I think we can just as easily say in Buffalo. This letter is written to us, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy. Sanctified means to be made holy. We are holy because we are in Christ Jesus, because we are believers, and so we are made holy. Therefore, said those, I do not lack any spiritual gifts as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's the value of a congregation, I think, is that all the spiritual gifts are here in various people. Nobody has all of the gifts wrapped up in one. I think we always like to think that a pastor does or should, but truth is they do not, and so they are, whatever gifts a pastor has are supplemented by the gifts of the people in the congregation. Then the very last line there, God who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful. And so I want you to think about how you were called. As pastors, we talk about our calling, how we were called into the ministry. And I think sometimes we do that so much that you think the pastors are the only ones that are called. You know, the call committee, why do we call it that? Because they are going to call a person to become pastor here. And that person, whoever he or she may be, will respond either positively, feeling that that is their call also, or they may say, no, I don't think this is the call for me, in which case they will reject it. But calling is important. We talk about being called in baptism. We talk about maybe you felt calling when you were confirmed, or maybe you had a religious experience of some kind, or an inner awareness, or others made you aware of your calling. I think it can happen many different ways, and we can't limit it to any one thing. But we are all called to be holy people. We're called to be saints. Saints are people who believe and trust in Christ. We know that none of us are perfect, and that's not the meaning of the definition of the word saint. But we are God's children, called to serve him. So I want you to think about that, how you are called when you have felt his call. And maybe it's just been a gradual experience. You know, you can't point to any one personal time about it, but we are called. And so we need to be using the gifts that God has given us. And if you don't know what your gifts are, that you need to ask a friend to tell you what they are, and your friend will tell you. Sometimes I've noticed that people... So they do something really good. You say, that's really great. Well, they say, well, anyone can do it. Well, no, anyone can do it. That's the gift. But since they have the gift, it's easy for them to do. You know what I mean? But they don't think of it as a gift. And so what are those things that are easy for you to do that are edifying for the body of Christ? I want you to think about that. And then lastly, but not least, I want to talk a little bit about our congregational meeting. Next Sunday, I received two communications from the congregation this year, as did most of you. Dean sent out a letter stating that our income has been going down for 5 years, that each year has been a little less. The council has said if we only give $40 a month more, each of us, then this will meet our needs. And I have to disagree with the council, because this is not biblical to say everyone needs to give $40 a month more. But this is typical of what councils do. They look at the membership, they look at what we need, and they do the math that comes out. In this case, it came out 40. What we need to do is say we have different gifts, and each of us here have different giving ability. And for some of us, $40 is nothing at all. And so we may want to give more. You know, Nancy and I have looked at our giving, and our giving for this year will be significantly more for us than it has been in the past. And I think all of us here need to do that. What can I be doing in the giving in this congregation? I think 2020 looks to me like a really good year. I'm excited about what's happening in our congregation. A pastor, though, would look at this 5 years. Well, this congregation is dying. Who wants to go there? But if we show in the meantime that that was the bottom, and now we've turned around and we're doing what we can, that's going to be very impressive and says something very positive about us as a congregation. So I think all of us need to look at our giving. What can we do? Are we giving? Are we just giving tokenly, or are we giving as much as we're able? And it's not. I'm not knocking us down because I feel I'm part of this congregation. I'm not the pastor here anymore, but it's us together. And you know, we know we've lost a number of members. And when we lose members, we lose income. And so that's been one of the reasons that our income has gone down this the last 5 years. But I think we're in turnaround. We're a place where we can turn around and say, okay, we've hit bottom and now we're going up. We're doing what Jesus calls us to do, to invite others, invite our friends, say, want to come to worship with me, or you want to do whatever. And as we do this, I think we're going to have a lot of fun and a lot of joy in this congregation. It's an exciting time when we're looking at calling a pastor. And so I just want, I want this sermon to be a downer, but I hope it's an upper to say, hey, we can do it, and we are doing it, and I really feel we have turned around, and each of us, according to our ability, will do what we can. And if our ability is not in the area of money, then we will do it in other areas that we have skills and talents and gifts that God has given us. So may God be with us and grant us a sense of purpose. And may we continue to look at how we can witness to others and witness through our time, talents, and resources. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We will continue with the next hymn, number 720. 720.
God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, we have much to pray about today. We are called by you to serve you. We are sanctified. We are sinners made holy by you, saints. And as such, we seek your guidance and ask your blessings. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, we pray for our country and governments, the congressional branch, judicial, and executive branches, for governors and legislatures, for county and city governments, for military and police and sheriff's departments. And we thank you for those who have served and for those who have paid the supreme sacrifice. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Today, Lord, we pray for St. Luke's Lutheran Church and for the Congregational Church in Buffalo as we prepare for annual meetings, for call committees, church councils, and works of various jobs that we do in our congregations. We thank you for Pastor Larry and Sue. We pray for those who are sick and seek healing. Hear our prayers, both vocal and silent, at this time. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, we pray this morning for our finances. Help us each to realize what we can do, whether it be small or large. You have blessed us with homes and food and clothing and schools, medical care, protection, friends and relatives. We are truly a blessed people. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
And not least of all, Lord, you have blessed us with salvation. You sent your Son into our world as a baby. You lived amongst us as a true human being. You died and rose again. You offered and promised us salvation and eternal life. We claim that promise, Lord, and we thank you. Help us, Lord, to continue to be responsible stewards of all that we have of our time, talent, and resources. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
And Lord, there's much more for us to pray for and talk to about you, and that will be left for each of us individually as we have our prayers and devotions. And we'll close by saying, yea, God, you are the greatest. Amen. Now the peace of God be with you always.
And also with you.
Let's share that peace at this time.
Doesn't hurt, doesn't hurt.
No.
Please be
good.
abundance, we bring before you the precious fruits of your creation, and with them our very lives. Teach us patience and hope as we care for all those in need, until the coming of your Son, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new, in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Saying, take and eat, this is my body given for you, do this in remembrance of me. Same manner also took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, this cup is new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's proclaim the mystery of the faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
With this bread and this cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Hope Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Hear us as we pray the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Please remain standing, and I ask you all to come forward at one time. Form a big elliptical circle in the front here for communion.
Thank you.
you, body Christ, given to you. Body Christ shed for you. And body Christ shed for you. And may the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, his precious blood, strengthen and preserve us into life everlasting. His grace be with us. Go in his peace. Amen.
Amen.
Please join in the prayer after communion. God, for whom we wait, in this meal you give us a foretaste of that day when the hungry will be fed with good things. Send us forth to make known your deeds and to proclaim the greatness of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Say the last hymn.
Thank you.
pick up your congregational meeting folder. So you can, you have 1 week to read it.